please do call. A $1,000 pledge would be fantastic. A $5,000 pledge would be incredible. And remember, I'll name my teddy bear after that $10,000 pledge caller, 516-620-3602. It has been my pleasure being with you this hour. Please keep those calls coming in. It's really, really important. The five DVD set is yours. The Great Lies in History pack, $250 pledge by calling 516-620-3602. I'm Christine Blasdale. I want to thank Reggie, my dear friend, who's been here at the boards. Thank you so very much. And stay tuned for more Fun Drive programming coming your way right here on WBAI.
Oh, turn the music back on.
In a minute. First, noble human Homer Simpson will explain his primitive yet beautiful culture.
But perhaps Earth's greatest achievement is moon rocks. Oh, and the golden age of radio.
Ooh. Truly a species with much to offer.
Seriously? Are we listening to the same guy?
Yes, another unsolicited celebrity endorsement for the golden age of radio. Join me, Max Schmid, for the best of radio's history. Comedies, mysteries, you name it, we'll have it. Programs you may remember, if you're over 80, and programs that you've never heard of before. All fascinating stuff, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, right here on WBAI New York.
Hi, this is Alec Baldwin, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Anything can happen.
Support WBAI, Peace and Justice Radio in New York.
Anything can happen.
Listeners, listen up. The Community Advisory Board, or the CAB, is a group of listeners who meet every Sunday to help WBAI. Our station needs actual work done. Hands and bodies at the WBAI office in Brooklyn, New York. Now is the time to move from listening to action. Come and do some work. We need to pack and mail premiums, call listeners to solve premium problems, complete inventorying, and send out BAI buddy packs. Commit to 12 hours a week or whatever you can. You can show up from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. WBAI's heart and soul is the listener. So bring your body, heart, and soul to 388 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, you can send an email to volunteer@wbai.org.
And what I saw were boxes of premiums being opened and packages being filled and prepared to mail. So it was a wonderful thing to see in action the actual work of fulfillment. So I thought I would bring you that good news. In just a moment, we will be sharing with you a very special program. And I am going to be here with you. I'm Catherine Davis, as I said earlier. And you would normally hear the program that I host, Heart of Mine, on Mondays, but at 1 p.m. And I'm here this afternoon to offer you an opportunity to take a second look at history, to take a second look at the presumptions of archaeology, and to have a second look on the true history of the continent known as Africa. I refer to as the mother continent. And we're going to be looking at the presumptions that have been made about the Dogon people. And if you take a look, really, at what is out there, you'll find that maybe archaeologists made certain presumptions and didn't quite understand the depth of understanding that was being held within the civilizations there on the mother continent known as Africa. And if you were to look this up, what you would find about the Dogon people is something called the Sirius Mystery. Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S. And it talks about the Dogon tribe. And it says the Dogon, a tribe in West Africa, are believed to be of Egyptian descent. After living in Libya for a time, they settled in Mali, West Africa, bringing with them astronomy, legends dating from before 3200 BC. In the late 1940s, four of their priests told two French anthropologists of a secret Dogon myth about the star Sirius, 8.6 light years from the Earth. The priest said that Sirius had a companion star that was invisible to the human eye. They also stated that the star moved in a 50-year elliptical orbit around Sirius, and that it was small and incredibly heavy, and that it rotated on its axis. Now, we know currently that all of these things are true. But what makes it so remarkable, or remarkable to the anthropologists, is that the companion star of Sirius, called Sirius B, was first photographed in 1970. And while people began to suspect its existence around 1844, it was not seen through a telescope until 1862. And even then, its great density was not known or understood until the early decades of the 20th century. The Dogon beliefs, on the other hand, were supposedly thousands of years old. And, you know, when I read the documents prepared by archaeologists and, you know, the academic community, they always have a way of discounting ancestral knowledge and discounting the information, the value of the information that has been carried through thousands of generations by the Dogon people and many indigenous people of the earth. The Dogon name for Sirius B is Potolo and consists of the word for star, Tolo, and the name of the smallest seed known as, to them as Po. By this name, they describe the star's smallness. It is, they say, the smallest thing there is. They also claim that it is the heaviest star and a white star. The Dogon thus attribute to Sirius B its three principal properties as a white dwarf, small, heavy. And this is an amazing thing because, well, it was certainly amazing to the archaeologists who made this discovery in their discussions with these priests back in, what was it, the early 1940s, they spoke to these priests. And here we are, 2015, and what we have an opportunity to engage with is a direct connection to the Dogon people. And that is what I'm going to share with you today, a very direct connection with the people themselves who have maintained this knowledge to this day, continue to have priests and secret sacred societies in which they teach this information to the younger of their generations. And what's really magnificent is there was indeed one of these priests who came to the United States and actually started a school. It's called the Earth Center, and there are five or six of these schools in the United States. One of them is in Brooklyn, and you can actually find out more about that. We'll talk a little bit later. But we're going to be talking about the teachings of the late Naba Lemusa Moradenubig. Unfortunately, he has passed away, but he is a Garmanche from Fada Ngorma, a city east of Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso. And he began his initiation when he was 8 years old. As a young boy, Naba was able to attend European schools at the same time as he was progressing through traditional education and spiritual initiations. As he grew, Naba continued his education, and not only did he attend university, but he excelled in traditional and spiritual understanding as well, and surpassed the level of his teachers and became one of the most knowledgeable spiritual masters of the Dogon people. And this is Master Naba Lemusa Moradenubig. And the initiations that were taught in the Comanche Dogon tribes are part of what modern anthropologists call the secret societies and mystery schools. This spiritual knowledge is acquired only through very intense and challenging initiations and teachings that must be kept secret among the initiated. The initiations are the direct knowledge from the school of Memphis and Thebes and have been passed from generation to generation for millennia. Master Naba was seen throughout traditional Africa. Actually, its true name is Merita, M-E-R-I-T-A, as one of the greatest masters of his knowledge, and he was the first authentic master who was elected by his elders to bring this knowledge to the outside world. And he's visited over 127 countries, and he's visited many temples and has been teaching, or did teach, for quite a long time. And he's created the modern MTOM school, Study of Earth Energies, that he established here in the United States. He's a spiritual master, a traditional priest, healer, and he was able to share all of this information through his school here in the United States. It may not be widely known, but it is a very precious resource for people who want to know the truth. And I was lucky enough to have interviewed Master Naba Lemusa Moridenibig when he came to New York, soon after he had established his school in Chicago, and before the school was established here in New York City. And so I was able to do an interview with him, and as we get a little bit further on in the program, I'll be able to share that with you. I'm very blessed to have been able to have that interview because he is no longer with us. He has joined the ancestors at this moment, but his teachings are still with us by way of his schools, the Earth Center, as well as a number of programs, premiums, that I'm able to offer you today. So I'm going to give you a sense of what they are, and then we're going to go to the a little bit of the content. So we're offering you today a 2-CD set, The Ancestors and Human Destiny. It's a $65 pledge of support, and it's a 2-CD set of a lecture given by Master Naba, and you'll learn about different types of human destiny and how the ancestors can do and how the ancestors can and do affect the lives of their descendants. This knowledge is normally reserved for initiates. We have a 2-DVD set. We actually have two of these sets at $110. Pledge to WBAI, you can ask for Dogon Priest and Spiritual Master when you make that phone call. It's a 2-DVD set that discusses many topics such as colonization, traditional values, action versus reaction, self-destruction, the side rail calendar, the code of human behavior, health and nutrition, the miseducation of black people, and fighting the wrong battles. And this DVD set is an excellent introduction to the teachings of the Earth Center. And the truth is, as powerful as this material is, it is a shadow of what you would receive if you were to attend this initiation process. But it's a good way of learning and having the introduction and really having our perspectives revise so that we can begin to look at the world the way it really is. So Dogon Priest and Spiritual Master, a 2-DVD set for your pledge of $110. The number to call is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and make that pledge. And so far we talked about The Ancestors and Human Destiny CD. It's a 2-CD set for your $65 pledge. The Dogon Priest and Spiritual Master, a 2-DVD set for a $110 pledge. There's a second choice of DVD. It's a $110 pledge as well. Side Rail Calendar and Traditional Time Division Lecture. And this is a 2-DVD set. And Master Naba, in this two-DVD set, lays the foundation for understanding the original reason and techniques for keeping time. This groundbreaking lecture by Master Naba Lemusa Moridenibig exposes the contradictions and politics in the modern system's method of timekeeping. He also lays the foundation for understanding the original reason and technique for keeping time. Master Naba reveals the background to humanity's original calendar, exploring the following topics. What is time? What are the origins of the clock? The 14,061-year cycle of the septet, or the Sirius star that we spoke of earlier. What is a year? Origins of the leap year. The human connection to universal cycles and the rhythms of the sun, moon, and earth. So this begins to take a look at the true cosmological teachings of the Dogon society. And really what these Dogon people are they're people born of on the continent, the mother continent, Merata, known as Africa. But these are master teachers, master healers, master builders, and they are the ancestral line of the priest class of what we know as Egypt. And so this information has been held and carried and is now being taught. And actually what the school teaches are the history, a re-understanding of the cultural inculcation that we've received as a consequence of colonization and enslavement. But he really gives us a true picture of where the knowledge comes from and how it was distorted through many different kinds of religions and political systems. But really what they're also teaching and what the school offers is the language of Medu, which is actually the language of the hieroglyph. The hieroglyph is a spoken language among these people. So if you were to walk into a pyramid and you would see the hieroglyph, you could speak what it is saying. And this is the magnitude of their understanding and their knowledge that they've carried forward. They also teach the energy practice and the ability to do divination through the earth, and they teach the healing herbs and all the understanding of what you need for healing. So it's an amazing amount of knowledge that has been brought forth to us here in the United States through the Earth Center and Master Naba Lemusa Moridenibig. So we're offering you a package at $225, pledged to WBAI, and with that you'd be saving actually $60 if you did all the pieces individually, the Dogon Wisdom Pack. And it includes the two DVD set, Dogon Priest and Spiritual Master, as well as the two DVD set, Sidereal Calendar and Traditional Time Divisions, and the two CD set, The Ancestors and Human Destiny. So this is a really amazing amount of material that you would be receiving. It amounts to four DVDs and two CDs for your pledge of $225. And what you're receiving is ancestral wisdom delivered to you from one of the most ancient people on the mother continent of Merata, also known as Africa. And it really gives you that introduction and opens up the door, opens up the window, opens up the mind to begin to think of things in a more holistic, wholesome way with regard to the culture of the African continent people of color. And I have to tell you that this is not about being black or being white or being brown. Master Naba, in the interview that I did with him, is very clear that he considers humanity is really what it is, and that he really describes that racism and this differentiation of races didn't even occur until, you know, very recently when it became a matter of divide and conquer and pitting people against each other. And he considers the Dogon people's mission to be to save humanity, all of humanity. And their school is open to all races of people of conscience. You just have to be willing to go through the challenge of initiation. So it's really for everyone. It's not meant for to be divided into color lines. It's meant for all, anyone who considers themselves to be a human being. And hopefully that's all of our listeners. The number here is 212-209-2950. I'm going to get to the material very soon. We do have another special offer, and this is something that I have been put together for you. It's the historical document collection on flash drive. That's a pledge of $150, the Heart of Mind Historical Document Collection, and the Golden Wisdom Pack, Heart of Mind Golden Wisdom Pack, for a $350 pledge, which means you receive the flash drive as well as all of the DVDs, the four DVDs, two CDs, and flash drive for your pledge of $350. So a lot of information, and I know you need to hear something to make your decision. But this collection is amazing. It's now looking like 200 books, articles, and papers, PDF books, on your flash drive. The Ancient Egyptian Doctrine of the Immortality of the Soul. Multiple volumes of the Ancient Records of Egypt. We have a historical map of Africa, Osiris and the Egyptian Resurrection. And these are books published in 1903, 1906, 1956, 1958, even 1897. The Divine Indwelling, published in 1897. So we'll talk more about this as we go forward, but I feel it's necessary at this point to bring you some programming. So we're going to go to a bit of the, let's start with Masanaba Human Essence. This is from the Ancestral CD program.
It's not that simple, really, because it involves, existential matter. It involves how the world of human spirituality functions. But before even I go to that, keep in mind one thing. Any so-called white people that try to tell you they have nothing to do with it, that, oh, look, the system is the same way for everybody, whether you are black or white, they are a hypocrite. Because 500 years ago, their parents cut all the lands, took everything they can, and they threw your parents out in the street, say, now go, you're free, knowing that you need to eat. It's a miracle that you can stand now, because you really started from nothing. They're the one that had everything. You had no right to own anything. And after they wake, they took everything. They say they're freeing you. You should thank them for letting you out. That's what we call evil. So anybody that comes to tell you, no, this equality issues and like this, trying to, make you feel like they have nothing to do with it, please remind them that your ancestors, your grandparents, all this started out in the street with nothing. While whenever they have to walk, every place they have to lay their foot to walk, there is some of the slave drivers that are standing there with a gun saying, I own this. Everywhere. It's a miracle. We survivors. So, let's keep on surviving. Maybe the reason why we are capable of surviving all this time relies on the values that are within ourselves. That for very, very long time, the slave drivers are trying to make us forget, are trying to make us move away from. So our job here is to try to revive that sense of humanity, not just among, not just within the people of color, but within everybody. You see? Because we might be victims of evil. We might be suffering from evil. But the evil doer too is suffering from evil too, because he didn't start up with the idea of being evil. Evil got into him. So let's stay focused. It's about freeing humanity from evil. We understand that? Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, we're going to jump with all our feet in the notion of the ancestral spirit. We're going to get involved into a topic that is really not that easy to grasp when you have spent your life distracted in a society or a system that is asking you to believe instead of reason. But here, we're trying to call on your sense of reasoning. So we're going to reason our way towards our ancestors and towards the well, the divine field. We're going to start like this. So, we talked already about the notion of the holy drama. You can find it in many of our publications and like this. But we're going to take it from a level when the humanity came across the world of the gods, the divine field. Keep in mind that despite everything we like to think, everything that we see and we do that we seem to be glorifying about human being, let's understand the human nature. A human brain does not invent. What I mean is that a human being, within his essence, he can't sit and come up with an idea that has nothing to do with what they've been exposed to. What we mean with that, you can't sit and have a thought that is not coming from something that got into you one way or another. So, which means our environment, the nature, the universe, whatever we see of our environment, play a huge role in the steps that we set towards the future. Okay. If a human brain does not invent, now look at all what we think we have achieved, what we call our creation, everything, every single thing that we see, that we think we have done, and we take glory, we glorify ourselves based on that. Now to realize that all that is based on one fact, we observe others doing it, and we try to copy it, because that is the quality of human brain. We can copy. We can try. And whatever we call, you know, a genius or an invention, is mostly when we make a mistake into copying. Then the new entity becomes like something by itself. You get the idea? Human brain does not invent. You can't sit and think of something that is not inspired from where you are or what you perceive. So, that is our essence. And now, the gods ask us, what is our agenda? What do we want? And that is when humanity was coming. And gods are asking us, what is our plan? We don't have a plan. What can we think of? We can think of anything. We didn't have enough time to be inspired or to be distracted or whatever you want to call it by the existence. The only thing we could perceive is the gods in front of us. So we did the best we could do, which is we tell them we want to be like you. We want to build a divine world. We want to build a world like the world of the gods, because that's what we can do. That's our best. And we really gave it our best. But now there is a problem. A human being sets as an agenda wanting to be like gods, wanting to reproduce the world of the gods. But a human being is not a god. We die. We perceive them to be immortal. We get sick. They don't get sick. We grow old. They don't grow old. We are dirty. We are dirty. If you don't believe me that we are dirty, even physically, stay 1 week. Don't brush your teeth. 1 week, don't take your bath or your shower. And then ask your friend to smell you and tell you. That is how dirty a human being, a human body, produces its own corruption. If a human being produces his own corruption, and yet he wants to reproduce the world of the gods, there is a problem. Because the difference between a human being and the divine, the world, the gods, the gods are holy, they're sacred. They don't carry corruption. Human beings are dirty. Let's have that honesty and admit it. We are dirty within the body. We are dirty within the mind too. Because we have these dirty thoughts. We are the favorite field of corruption. We are the favorite field for evil. Well, look, we're talking about, the black people issues worldwide. Guess what? It came from other humans too. If it was not because of these other humans, we wouldn't have ended up slaves. You see? That's how dirty and evil a human being can be. Now, carrying all this, well, we're just different from gods. We cannot approach gods if we don't get rid of that. We are a danger to our own selves. Well, we are also a danger to everything that comes in contact to us. You see, we have a huge problem. And we want to build a divine world. We want to be like gods. Well, obviously, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to go. Now, That's a human essence. Anybody that tells you that you are not this dirty and this corrupted, face it, they're just feeding your ego. They want to use you. So they want to get you to buy into illusion. At the Earth Center, that's what we admit. And we allowed and we force every student to understand that. Because if you don't understand your weakness, you won't understand what is your strength. You know? B, if you admit you're dirty, now you know that your next step is to clean yourself up. Now, if you walk in soiled and everybody is saying you're dirty and you say, no, you're not, it will be very, very long time before you clean yourself. You understand that, right? So, human beings are dirty. They're full of corruptions. Their body stinks. They grow old. Sometimes, you know, they're like these young people. Give them 50 years, and then you will see what they will look like. That is human. Now, let's move to the world of the gods. Let's see what we can assess there. Please understand, I'm not selling you any belief. I'm asking you to think. I'm asking you to use things.
We will be continuing with this excerpts of the Ancestors for Human Destiny. I apologize for the volume of that music as it came in. I am wanting to remind you, I've just put it on pause and we'll go right back to it. To make your phone call, we do have to raise money for WBAI during this time, and I believe that this program that's being presented to you today is a very fascinating one, and it provides an interesting perspective, because keep in mind that this presentation is based upon an initiation process, which is really getting down to the fundamental rawness of who you are as a being. And so, and being able to see how easy it is as a human being to be corrupted. It's easy to say, oh, well, you know, we can stay clean. Well, yes, but the body is made in such a way that it doesn't perfume itself. It gets dirty. The human mind is such a way is that it can get caught up into cycles of destructive thinking and destructive behavior. And our societies and our cultures are based very much on this destructive behavior. And so this talk is really getting down to the nitty-gritty. What is a human being? And now we're going to be talking about what are the gods. And this is one of our premiums that we're offering you today. It's a 2-CD set, and it is called The Ancestors and Human Destiny. It's a $65 pledge for that 2-CD set. We also have 2 DVD packages. One is called Dogon Priest and Spiritual Master. It's actually a 2-DVD set for a $110 pledge. And the Side Reel Calendar and Traditional Time Division Lecture is a 2-DVD set for your $110. And you can receive the whole pack. It's the Dogon Wisdom Pack for your pledge of $225 when you call the number 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. It's a very important premium. It's an important program. It's important to have this understanding. And you, as we get deeper into it, you're really going to be amazed at the level of understanding that you will receive as a result of this material. I just wanted to give you a sense also of the Heart of Mind historical document collection on flash drive. It's a pledge of $150, or you can receive the Heart of Mind Golden Wisdom Pack for your pledge of $350. So it's at a massive savings. You'd receive everything we spoke of today. If you pledged individually, you'd be saving $85 when you pledge $350 for the Heart of Mind Golden Wisdom Pack. On this disc are categories, American history, ancient Kemet, Egyptian history. I actually have three documents, three volumes, books on the Anti-Nicene Christian Library, which is going a little bit far afield of this topic. But what it does is it gives you an idea of all of the sacred teachings that were banned from the Christian church when it became, you know, inculcated in Rome. There's also the writings of Gerald Massey, who was one of the few archaeologists who acknowledged Egypt as the light of the world. And he really kind of ravishes mainstream archaeology. There's a chapter on Goddess, Hermes, Modern Scholars, Mysticism, Pathwork, The Book of Paradise, The Law of One. You know, it's just amazing. And there are at least 200 documents here. Some of them are actual historical books. Some of them 1,000 pages or more. The number is 212-209-2950. And I'll talk more about this premium, the flash drive. I think it's an amazing flash drive. I mean, I spent years putting it together. I've been collecting this material for over 10 years on ancient history, African history, Kemet, Egyptian history, early Christian history, as well as a lot of information about mysticism and, the more modern teachings that ultimately originated in Kemet. So the number to call, 212-209-2950. And I want to get back to a little bit more so that we can raise the money we need to raise for this first hour. It's really a significant offer, but I really, in order for it to have meaning, it needs to be received. So I'm asking you to make that pledge of support. $65 for the two CD set, Ancestors and Human Destiny. And it's a lecture given by Master Narba. And this is what we're listening to the excerpt from. And we're going to play a little bit more before going on to the next of the programs. And you learn about the different types of human destiny and how the ancestors can and do affect the lives of their descendants. And so this is what this two CD set gets into. It actually begins to teach you what your destiny, how to determine your destiny, and how to understand the importance of making that connection with your ancestors. Because ultimately, the ancestors we have are human ancestors, but we also have the creator ancestors, the Netaru, the Netter, the ones who have brought this information, have brought these teachings to humanity, are also our ancestors. So there are many, many. So when you think in terms of speaking to our ancestors, to speak to the gods, you know, it's all in a line of communication. And truly, that first desire of humanity back at the dawn of civilization, the dawn of time, when human beings could actually speak to the gods and understand this communication, the desire was to be as gods. And isn't that what we've been here perfecting all this time? And so this teaching really puts us back into communication with all of that. And it's a two CD set for your $65 pledge, The Ancestors and Human Destiny. Or you can pledge for the sidereal calendar and traditional time division lecture. And that is a two DVD set for your pledge of $110. So that's really pretty cool. And this two DVD set is Dogon Priest and Spiritual Master. And this talks about topics such as colonization, traditional values, actions versus reaction, old destruction, self-destruction, the side reel calendar, the introduction, the code of human behavior, health and nutrition, the miseducation of black people, and fighting the wrong battles. That's the two DVD set, which is the introduction, really, Dogon Priest and Spiritual Master. And the second opportunity to have a two DVD set is a different set, also at $110 pledge, side reel calendar and traditional time division lecture. That two DVD set really gets into the mysteries of time, which have been completely turned around. And it's at the core of these teachings, it's teaching us about the true cycle of time, which is based on Septet, or the Sirius star, and it's a 1,461 year cycle. And as these cycles turn, it's really how you look at our civilization and the different stages of our civilization. So one might think of it as being similar to what the Mayan calendar is like, except that this is older. And so this is an incredible two DVD set, side reel calendar and traditional time division, a $110 pledge for this two DVD set. And in this groundbreaking lecture, Master Naba Lemusa Moridenibig exposes the contradictions and politics in the modern system's methods of timekeeping. So did it ever occur to us that the reason that time has changed, it's because it's a function of controlling our lives? Well, this is really what he's talking about, that we need to get back to that core original system because it puts us back in harmony with the cosmos, rather than to be controlled by a system that was designed for that purpose. He also lays the foundation for understanding the original reason and techniques for keeping time. And he reveals the background to humanity's original calendar, and it explores the origins of the clock, what is time in the first place, the cycle of the Sirius star, Septet, what is a year, origins of a leap year, and the human connection to universal cycles, the rhythms of the sun, moon, and earth. And this is truly what we need to return to in order to revive our humanity. And this is the being offered to you in the side reel calendar and traditional time division lecture. It's a two DVD set for your pledge of $110. If you can't decide, the best thing would be to get the Dogon Wisdom Pack. It's only a $225 pledge of support. You're saving over the individual pledges of about $60 in your pledge dollars. And you receive everything we spoke of, the two DVD set, Dogon Priest and Spiritual Master, the two DVD set, Sidereal Calendar and Traditional Time Divisions, the two CD set, The Ancestors and Human Destiny. All of that you'll be able to receive with the Dogon Wisdom Pack. And that's a $225 pledge of support. And if you want a massive amount of background material and some, you know, really looking at some of the early translations and interpretations of these teachings, the Heart of Mind Golden Wisdom Pack includes everything we spoke of the Dogon Wisdom Pack, plus the flash drive, the Heart of Mind Historical Document Collection on flash drive. And so I'm going to open up that for just a moment, just to give you a sense of just one of the chapters. So on the ancient Kemet, so there is the try to see if I could open this up a little bit. You have the Ancient Records of Egypt, volumes 1 through 5. Now, these are texts. When they actually have all of these records, which they copied from the stele and the papyri and the walls of the monuments and translate it. So it's 5 volumes, the Ancient Records of Egypt. There's also Egyptian Heaven and Hell, volumes 1 and 2, no, 3, 1, 2, and 3, Egyptian Magic. And then there's the illustrated Egypt, Nubia, and Ethiopia. And a lot of these sites are now underwater. When they built the Aswan Dam, we lost a great many of the archaeology of Nubia and Kemet, Ethiopia. There's Facing the Sphinx, written in 1889. The Gods of Egyptians, written in 1904. The Index of Egyptian History. Kush. There was actually a journal, Kush, it's Kush, the journal from 1956, 57, and 58. The Mystery of Osiris is on here. These are full books, I want you to know. Osiris and the Egyptian Resurrections, Volume 1 and 2. Saba, Queen of Sheba, The Ancient Egyptian Doctrine of Immortality of the Soul, The Admonitions of an Egyptian Sage from a Hieratic Papyri in Papli Dawn, The Burden of Isis, plus the Instructions of Ptahotep and the Old Egyptian Medical Papyri. Now, this is just one of the chapters, and these are books that are hundreds of pages, 500 pages, 600 pages, 400 pages. You can put a tremendous amount of information on a flash drive PDF document. So that's a $150 pledge of support for the flash drive. If you want to receive the Heart of Mind Wisdom Pack, it's a $350 pledge of support for the Dogon items and the flash drive, $350 pledge. If you can pledge at the level of $225, you can receive the Dogon Wisdom Pack, which is the two DVD sets and the CD set. At the $110 level, it's the sidereal calendar and traditional time division lecture, or you can pledge for the Dogon Priest and Spiritual Master. And at $65 level, the Ancestors and Human Destiny. But the number to call is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Pledge at the most value in terms of information and documentation at the $350 level for the Heart of Mind Golden Wisdom Pack. And if you pledge at the $225 level, you get the Dogon Wisdom Pack. And then you can go down from there, $110 for either of the DVD pack premiums, and $65 for the two CD sets. So a lot to think about, but it is a very special opportunity. I believe this information is amazing. It will change your life. It will change your understanding of history, reality, and everything else. So let's get those phone calls in at 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And we were talking about the world of the gods. So let's go back to that and let you hear a bit more.
Let's move to the world of the gods. Let's see what we can assess there. Please understand, I'm not selling you any belief. I'm asking you to think. I'm asking you to use this brain. Now let's see. Whichever God you believe in, whichever God it is, hey, as this is a spiritual center, we validate every God. So, he has all our respect. If you think your God has created the world, who are we to deny you that? If you think your God is powerful, hey, we validate that too. Every God, whichever God it is, deserves the consideration, the respect, and the validation of every human. Now, let's see if you can take what I'm going to say now. Is that with all the power you allocate to your gods, there's one thing we can see. Your God couldn't make you without passing through another human being. Can you accept that? With all the power, you know, you guys calling your God a savior, is the most powerful, is all this. But apparently he couldn't even give you life without going through another person that is carrying all the corruption I told you about. Now, that comes a problem now. Because if he, a pure being, a holy being, couldn't give you life, couldn't access to you without going through another human being, how much likely is it possible for you to access him without passing through the same human being? Because if there was a way around it, he is the most powerful. He would have used that one. We would have found you the day you were being born, you know, falling from the sky, maybe with a parachute, asking us to make room for you. You being born. The day that happened, you can say you owe nothing to another human being. But it didn't happen like this. Even gods follow these rules. They understand that they won't be able to give you life. They won't be able to access you without going through your ancestral line. Now, that shows the power of the ancestral spirit. Because how many times we end up thinking, well, religions are selling us the idea that, God is your best friend, is your confidant. You can just lock yourself in your room and say, hey, God, are you there? And then you guys will, you know. They're the one that are turning you into a crazy people. Because the truth is, apparently that's not doable. Because if not, your God will need humans to give you birth. Okay, if you can take this, we can move forward. Now, last time I was, on my last trip in New York, during the class in New York, I asked students to try to imagine something. You see, whenever our education nowadays gives us the idea of the self, you know, they're teaching us that you just you. You, the idea of the self. You know, the selfish thought. We didn't know that this is part of the famous divide and conquer situation. If we get you to think you are just you and nobody else, well, if everybody think like this, the day we come to get you, everybody says just you and not them. Or when they come to get your neighbor, you say just them and not you. So, that's just political. Because, let's try to imagine, what can you possibly be, or what are you, that is not the result of your mother and your father? See yourself. Which part of you can you point that didn't come from you, either your mother or your father? If you can find that point, then you can call that you. But if not, how would you perceive yourself any other way than that? So that idea of the self really involves the ancestral lines. You understand that? Look at yourself. Look at how we spend years. The system is teaching us, oh, this is you, the other one is them. This is you, the other one is the, oh, this is your mother, this is your father. Okay, can you point a part in you that's you and has nothing to do with either your mother or your father? Can you point that? So, why are you being taught the idea that you are you and nobody else? Why are you being taught to think your pain is your pain and not your neighbor's pain? Or your neighbor's pain is them and not you. While what you call you don't even exist. Because I just told you, it doesn't exist because point at it. If it exists, get up, get on the stage,
Say, you see, oh, this side of me is my mother. This side of me is my father. But that side is me. The day you can say that, then maybe, well, the world will be upside down then. You see, illusion.
And the world is upside down, I would say. And we're going to stop as we're reaching the top of the hour. I need to reach out to you to make some phone calls to show your support for WBAI. And we will be moving to a little bit more information. I want to play for you the piece on the sidereal calendar. I think that that's a really fascinating program as well, because it really gets more into the politics and the feel of how we've been turned upside down in our society. It's a very powerful DVD program. The number to call is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We have just 2 minutes till we get to the 5 o'clock hour, and I would love to see a few more of these pledges coming in. We did get some pledges, but I think we could use quite a number more, I have to say, because this is WBAI. We are in our fund drive for a reason. Because also WBAI is an amazing resource. It's something that those of you who enjoy and listen to, you know, I don't have to convince you, because you know that we have voices here you don't hear in other places. You know that we cover issues that are not covered anywhere else. You know that we give the time to go into depth on so many different topics. And WBAI has been challenged for some number of years, I have to say, but we're still here. BAI is still standing. And the only reason that that's true is because of you. When you pick up that phone and you make a phone call to 212-209-2950, you're making an investment in the future. You're investing in the potential of WBAI Radio to be here, not only for yourself, but for your children. And this is what this priest is talking about. You know, things are connected. Our parents have everything to do with our being on this earth. We have everything to do with our children being on this earth. And it's not just us. It's not just me. This is a community. This is a family in which we rely upon each other to survive and to thrive. And it may seem annoying sometimes. OBAI is asking for money again. But when somebody gets shot up or beat up, or, you know, their rights are violated, or when somebody needs to get the word out for some important event or to try to bring the community together, when you start hearing stories that are telling you about how the politics are undermining your ability to live on this planet, how the world is being destroyed, how the oceans are being destroyed, BAI has so many producers on so many different topics that cover real important life saving ideas and issues. And then there's the creative side of BAI with the music and the storytelling and the old radio and all of these wonderful ways to engage in different cultures. And this just a beautiful melange. It's a tapestry. But it only can exist because you're part of that foundation. You're the thread. We need your support. Please call 212-209-2950 and make a pledge in any amount, certainly. You can become a member at the $25 level. You can make a donation in any amount to your favorite show. I would be grateful if you made it to Heart of Mind Radio, which you hear on Mondays at 1 p.m. But I love so many programs here. Please do support your favorite shows. 212-209-2950. And I've put together a really special collection of premiums for you to consider. I think that they're amazing. And, you know, because, you know, it's not like this is me personally. I'm just seeing it and recognizing it after listening to it and after speaking with Master Naba. And seeing the purity and the essence of what it is that he teaches. And it allows us to have a look at what the world was before the corruption of exploitation and colonization and slavery, before it at least reached this level, the cacophony that we're living in now. And so, and it gives us some insight into what we need to do, how we need to live our lives in order to have that purity and authenticity within our lives. One of the interesting things about the spiritual practices is that there are not 10 commandments. The Dogon say that there's, I think, 77 commandments on how to live a pure and connected spiritual life in harmony with the cosmos. So it's really important. The Ancestors and Human Destiny, a 2-CD set for your $65 pledge. At the $110 level, you can choose Dogon Priest and Spiritual Master, a 2-DVD set, or you can choose Sidereal Calendar and Traditional Time Division Lecture, a 2-DVD set at the $110 level. The best bet, I would say, is the Dogon Wisdom Pack, and that's a pledge of $225 when you call 212-209-2950, and that's a 2-DVD set, Dogon Priest and Spiritual Master, plus the 2-DVD set, Sidereal Calendar and Traditional Time Divisions, plus the 2-CD set, The Ancestors and Human Destiny, and that's a pledge of $225 when you call the pledge line 212-209-2950. And I've decided to really sweeten this package at the $350 level with the collection, the Heart of Mind Historical Document Collection on flash drive. So we're talking about an 8-gigabyte flash drive with somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 documents on various subjects. I covered some of the subjects of the Egyptian material, but there's also esoteric material, such as Theurgia or the Egyptian Mysteries by Iamblichus, the Gnostics and Their Remains, published in 1887, The Divine Indwelling, published in 1897, all five books of the Law of One, and the public domain version of A Course in Miracles, that's 1,754 pages, the Golden Verses of Pythagoras, and early Christian texts such as the Nag Hammadi Library Gospel of Thomas, three books of the Anti-Nicene Library. These are all the documents. Well, there are 10 volumes. I was able to get a hold of three. You know, these are the documents that were X'd out of history. And what they do is they reflect the teachings that come through the ancient documents of Egypt. It's really quite amazing. Plus, there's esoteric books on Hindu and Vedic culture, Bantu philosophy, voodoo, Zen teachings, much more. So all of this is in the Heart of Mind Historical Document Collection on flash drive alone at the $150 level, or in combination with the Dogon material, the Dogon Wisdom Pack, $350 pledge for the Heart of Mind Golden Wisdom Pack. And that is just so chock full of information, because you're talking about several thousand pages, certainly 200 documents. And what's really interesting, you know, I was able to fit on this drive, which I wasn't able to fit on my last flash drive that I offered a few years ago, is that this, you know, it's this this book called The Book of Paradise. Now, The Book of Paradise is, you know, at the preamble, the archaeologists wrote on there, oh, well, these documents, of course, we don't know when they were written, but they had to have been written after the birth of Christ. Well, no, that's not the case. In fact, they were written, they predate the known Christianity. So Christianity predated the pseudo-Christianity we see coming out of the Roman Empire. And this is actually confirmed by the writings of Gerald Massey, in which he makes it really clear that that the Egyptians are the origin, or the people of Kemet, the people of Africa, the continent known as Africa, have the origin of not only humankind with the origin of knowledge, and that Greek knowledge and Roman knowledge and what's known as Western knowledge all comes from as a subset of this ancient teaching. And so what we have here on the flash drive are some of these early translations of texts that you can't even really find. Many of them are not in print anymore. And so you have this in combination with some of the other mystical texts that that you don't have any real connection to. Like, I was amazed by the Anti-Nicene Christian Library. It opens up saying, well, these are the documents of the fathers, that writings that were excised from the Christian history, and many of these people were persecuted, actually burned at the stake and killed because they were preaching the true teachings of love and the union of humanity. So these people were persecuted, and a lot of these documents we hear about, the Nicene, the whole Nicene, I forgot exactly what it was called at this point, but they, you know, all of the Christian fathers of the church came together and banned all these documents and, you know, burned documents and made it a crime for anyone to have these documents, and people were persecuted. Well, there's actually a collection of these documents, and as well as some of the really ancient texts of the Christian faith, for those of you people who are who want to know about that history, because Christianity is a subset of the teachings of the pharaohs, of the Egyptians. Judaism is a subset of the teachings of the core history, the beginning of civilization, are these teachings. And, you know, the way this premium comes around is that I'm looking at some of these, all of these older documents, translations of the hieroglyphs, many of them translated by archaeologists who, you know, had their prejudices, but it's a very deep translation. When you get into the material, it's very real. So we have this translated material. We have the interpretations of some really incredible scholars who honor the truth of this history. And then on the other side of it, we have this teachings that has come through the ancestral line and taught from being to being, from father to child, from mother to daughter, for millennia, coming through the Earth Center and the teachings of Master Naba. So you have the two sides of the ancestral teachings, and the and it's taught in such a way that's really more about initiation. So a lot of the sternness to the talking is because there's an initiatory process embedded within this information. And so you have all of this historical information speaking to the truth of knowledge from which we have been separated and having it denied for generations, certainly here in the United States, in this continent, in Europe. We've been denied true history, and here's an opportunity for you to explore and discover and open up that world to what really transpired, what the true teachings underlying all of these religions are. And so to me, this is a very powerful opportunity for you to support WBAI, because the value of these premiums are so high, it's far beyond what we're asking you to pledge. But we do want to be fair, and we do want to offer you an opportunity to support WBAI as you also delve into this information. So at the $350 level, you'll receive the Heart of Mind Golden Wisdom Pack, which includes the 8 GB flash drive with thousands of pages, over 200 books and documents. Plus, you also receive the Dogon Wisdom Pack, the 2 DVD set, Dogon Priest and Spiritual Master, the 2 DVD set, Side Reel Calendar and Traditional Time Divisions, the 2 CD set, The Ancestors and Human Destiny, and the flash drive with 200 documents on ancient Kemet, on mysticism, on spirituality, on even more recent forms of teaching, such as the Bible, like the Course in Miracles material or the Law of One. It's just, it's really my entire life's research library, and it is a virtual library of approximately 200 documents on that flash drive. So it's a, I think it's a great opportunity for all, because I'm so eager for you to have this information, because then we can engage in the conversation. Then we can share points. Then we can parry, say, no, well, I see this is real. I see that as being deluded. And, you know, we can get into this conversation. But we have to start with the research and the information, and we're asking you to support WBAI in that process with your pledge when you call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And remember that you can use this document on so many levels. You can use this material on so many levels to awaken your own self, to share with your family, your children, to use as research, to use in schools. I mean, it's just amazing. And then you also have the resource of the Earth Center, which you can connect with. And we're going to share that information as well. But we need for you to make that phone call, 212-209-2950. If I sound excited, it's because I am. This is great stuff. It's like there's nothing more delicious than having your intellect expanded and to have your awareness opened up and to be able to learn the truth about things that just confused you since childhood. That's how I feel when I look at this document, because I, you know, I grew up in the Catholic Church and I'm like, this doesn't make sense. What's going on here? And now I see why it doesn't make sense. Because it was designed to confuse and to confound. It doesn't offer you the true teachings. And what we're offering you here, at least, at the very least, is an opportunity to assess, to look at it, to learn from, to make your own decision. But, you know, not be confined to the narrow teachings of our religious, Western religious traditions. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. And I am really reaching out to you. I want to go back to the material. We have time to go back. But I need to make these pledges mount up, and you could help me so much with that call of support. Pledge at the $65 level, that's not too much to ask. You receive the 2 CD set, The Ancestors and Human Destiny. If you can pledge at the $110 level, you have a choice. 2 DVD sets, two, either or, Dogon Priest and Spiritual Master, a 2 DVD set. Or Sidereal Calendar and Traditional Time Division Lecture, a 2 DVD set. Either one for your $110 pledge. And the Dogon Wisdom Pack, which has it all of the Dogon material for $225 pledge. You'll receive the 2 CDs and both of the DVD sets. So in essence, it's 4 DVDs to 2 CDs for your $225 pledge. And $350 pledge for the Heart of Mind Golden Wisdom Pack. Includes everything we spoke of and the flash drive. And I think I've tempted you long enough. I'm going to go back to our material. But I think it would be worthwhile at this point to go to the next material. So I'm going to go to some of the material on the sidereal calendar. Let's see if we can find something here. So let's see. We'll go to this and play a good amount of it, and then I'll come back again and implore you to make that support. But remember, you can keep your calls coming in at 212-209-2950.
I'm going to ask you to kind of really exercise a very, very open mind. Believe it or not, this topic will end up challenging you on many grounds. Our discussions will go from the spiritual field to the astronomy, the politics, the culture, and hopefully we will have enough time to do all that. So, what we're going to do now, we're going to start maybe from the political perspective first. Why do we have to start from the political perspective? It's because, let's face it, politics is what makes this world. Politics. Whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or not, you would have to accept the fact that even most of the decisions we make, for better or for worse, are really based on our ideology. What that means is that what is good for somebody is first determined by how they perceive it. And then what makes it a serious matter is that how we perceive things is a concept that is not developed on our own. What I mean with that is based on what we have been exposed to. So you see, on one moment, what you think, oh, that is your knowledge, your search, your finds, and like this, is first determined by who put it there for you to find it. So you see, so a human being entering this world is really, I use the term, disadvantaged. He is disadvantaged by the fact that maybe those who were there before him could purposely put some things or take some things out depending on how they want you to live your life. So that's why politics hurts humanity. Politics hurt humanity. Just like how when you have your kid, whatever you want them to become, you start setting them up when they are young. And then later on, they find themselves thinking whatever they're fighting for, that they came up with it, that they taught it. They, you know, are so smart that they figure it out. And they pass over the fact that those who were there before set it up to be this way. That's why politics is a very, very dangerous thing for humanity. So, what I just said can be seen on the individual, but it can be seen also on groups, people, races, you name it, faith, anything, anything. That's why we call those who do that to us our leaders, because they really lead us. So, we're going to try to talk about issues that are very, very, very interesting. So interesting, I ask a board to be put here because it's hard to just perceive it, you know, if it's not in writing. But where are we going to start this? Okay. We all know that all the calendars of this modern world, they symbolize the authority of a group of people. They symbolized what we call the mind or the world of the dominator, the one that wins over you, the one that conquers you, decides even how you should perceive time. Let's bring some examples on that. Remember, we're starting on a political aspect of it. We all know that in a Gregorian calendar, we say we are in the year 2005 of what? We are in the year 2005 of what? Lately, I mean, it seemed to have been said that, you know, those who are in the religions, first the argument was that, oh, it has something to do with Christianity, Jesus, and blah, blah, you know, all this. Okay. Now, let's try to put it in a very, very smooth and very diplomatic way. Up to now, we know, for those who did their research on a Christianity and like this, we can't pinpoint when this supposed Messiah landed on this earth. Okay. So if we don't know when he landed on this earth, what is 2005 about? That's the other thing. For those who study, you know, history of cultures and religions and like this, we know that Christianity didn't start exactly 2005 years ago. So what then was it before that? Now you understand why we say it's going to take a lot of time to entangle the, I mean, these, whatever the word, to, you know, bring things, you know, to separate them so we can see clearly too. And believe it or not, it's done this way to keep the mind of the individual lost somewhere within that. 2005 years. Okay. We remember also throughout history that, what? Exactly, maybe 600 years before that, or whatever. Somebody was saying that, hey, they discovered that, or they think the earth or the is round, and then they were blamed of heresy or things like this, and they got persecuted and killed for saying that. And that is around what? 2,300, 2,500, 2,600 years ago. Okay. Please, I want you to follow very carefully, because for us to understand this, we would have an approach like a puzzle-like approach. Wanting here, wanting there, wanting here, wanting there, then we put it together and see what we get. So, what that means really is that 2,500 years ago, this system was still thinking the earth is a plate. And that's where you get the word planets from. Planets. Plates. Plate. Planet. Very interesting. 2,005 years later, 2,005 years later, after we've been claiming we've discovered the edges of the world, you know, the planets, and we send people to that, we agree to the fact that maybe the moon might be round, Mars might be round, and all this, we still call them what? Plates. You can check your dictionary from Greek. Planets takes its root from plate. That's why we call our, where we eat, plates. Okay, let me open a parenthesis on this level. So, if in this world we come in seeking knowledge, what knowledge is about is that you start one time thinking the world is one way. You live according to that. You find out better. And then what do? You readjust your living to fit what you know. Okay. You get the point. We're getting there slowly. Years ago, throughout history of humanity, it was clear that a group, for now, let's use the common generic, that me personally, I don't like using, because it's not like that. But hey, they enjoy it, so let's call them that. I mean, white man. White man decided that he has finished conquering the world. He is tired of the fact that he'd been a follower. He is tired of that. So he decided, you know what? Let's set a date. From now on, this is the beginning of our world. That's why the year one become one. So whenever you say 2,005 years, you are in 2005. What that means, 2005, I mean the system we live in, officially was born 2,005 years ago. Now let's see how we can substantiate that. Okay. Now we have a Gregorian calendar, we have a Julian calendar. Okay. Very interesting. Keep in mind the fact that today we're trying to talk about the concept of time. You know, how time is perceived and how it affects our life. So, why again did we go from Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar? We know that in the year 2005 years ago, the Julian calendar was presented, you know, with the authority of the, you know, Vatican and all this, the Pope Julian. It was presented to humanity that this is the exact way of counting time. Because in that, you can still find it in the archive, that with the Julian calendar, they proudly said that this calendar will be only off or late of 1 hour every 10,000 years. Every 10,000 years. Okay. If it will be late for 1 hour every 10,000 years, okay, 1,600 years later, they have to change it. And the reason was that already around 1300, already the Julian calendar was so late that you have under authority of the Pope, they will decree if today is what is today, Friday, Saturday in a Gregorian calendar, then you will receive an order. You know what, today is Saturday, 30th of April. Okay, tomorrow will be Wednesday, the April 29th. Hey, you can check it. We're talking people's life here. This is not something to joke. You can check it yourself. So, by decree, the time concept has been changing by decree. I would say somebody said that because already around this time, already the days, January was in the middle of summer. And, July was in the middle of winter. So they end up in their own contradiction and decided that they will have to come up with something better. This is politics. That has nothing to do with time. It has nothing to do with humanity. It has nothing to do with a human mind, but everything to do with the power struggle in humanity. That's what is very hard for the individual to understand. So, now we find ourselves with a Gregorian calendar, even when the Gregorian calendar was introduced. It comes now say, oh, now this is the most perfect calendar you can ever have. And for that, they say, with that one, you will, this calendar will get late only 1 second every 10,000 years. That's very, very, very perfect, right? 1 second every 10,000 years? That's very, 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 very perfect. Now, let's follow it and see. If you ask the average individual what is the length of the day, they will tell you it's 24 hours, right? Okay. Now, then you get through calculation, try to see what is the length of the day. And even now, this you can check it yourself too. Astronomically speaking, the day is 11 hours, 56 minutes, 44 seconds. Up to now, this is public domain. This is nothing special. It's just when you are put in a situation of a consumer, you don't question, all this. This you can find it everywhere, from your internet to your dictionary or whatever. Now, let's see. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Now, let's see the interesting thing here. If you look here, what do you get? You get 3 minutes and how many seconds? 16 seconds. So, 3 minutes and 16 seconds. First, my first approach was the politics and the religion. Now we add in the scientific approach. The scientific approach is very clear. the average day is this long, 23 hours. 23 hours. So up to now, we have a very, very, you know, basic. Now we're mixing the science. You know, this mighty science man, the one that...
And you've actually been listening to some excerpts from this two DVD set that we're offering you today, provided by the Earth Center, and it is the Sidereal Calendar and Traditional Time Division Lecture. The two DVD set is $110. Pledge of support for WBAI, and he lays the foundation for understanding the original reason and techniques for keeping time. Remember, I'm just playing you excerpts, and he also exposes the contradictions and politics in the modern system, methods of timekeeping. He also lays the foundation for understanding the original reason and techniques for keeping time, and so it's a great coming to a great understanding of the original time system, which is the 1,400-year cycle of Septet, the Sirius star. So I'm going to go to, I think it might be interesting to try to hear a little bit more from the perspective of this Kemet clock, and because we're running low on time, and I do need for you to make your phone call at 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I want to play this segment on the Kemet clock, hopefully before, you know, we have to finish with the program, but the number is 212-209-2950.
We have this word, Merhet. Merhet in Medumai. What is the Merhet? The Merhet is a machine that we use to count time. But how do we do that? Because just like how we were explaining the notion of rhythms on the first part of the talk, we have a problem with that. Because really, the celestial bodies only gives us rhythm. We said that. But there's a problem with the celestial bodies too. The fact that we don't necessarily see them every time. You see? Clouds, dust, and things like this. So we have to come up with a way to try to pinpoint positions of these celestial bodies in the sky. You see? It's very interesting. Now, I don't know how to put you this, but that might come as a shocker. Did you notice that the watches you have, or whatever, the clocks are like this, they have arms? Okay. But before we get to that, you have to understand the position of the Earth in space. And if this is the Earth, down here, that's the North Pole. And up here is the South Pole. So, and our name for the North Pole is Mecht. 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 And Mecht for us means the drowned part. Drown. And then we have here what we call the rest or result, which is the South Pole. Because this part is drowned, and this part has what? Land on it. So remember the idea that normally you can't put water above the land, but if this pole is drowned, it's because this is the up. You see? So if this the south part is the up, so which means really the universe is in the South. I mean, the source of the universe is in the South. So everything we do, that's why, if you're facing South, we call the name we have for the East is Yabtet, or almost like the same word for the left, you see? And then we have the Imantet here, the West, the right or the West, you know, the West or the right. So which means even the positioning on this planet is dictated by the whole universe. A human being faces South when he's looking for his origin. A human being faces South if God